Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. The Lord is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Amen. Now, I believe that you are here for a reason today. Amen. I don't believe that it's by chance, but I believe there is destiny in your life this morning. Amen. There is a reason why you are here. Hallelujah. And you will not go home empty-handed in Jesus' name. Now, I will be speaking and ministering and intermingle that a little bit with the praise and worship and so forth. You know, so just relax. Amen. You know, if you've been here throughout all of our services, well, you know, don't worry about how it's going to go this morning. I'm going to just let the Lord lead me because, you know, the Lord showed me something. And I believe God is going to bless everyone here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. You love Jesus? Oh, come on, folks. Just one or two people answering. Do you love the Lord? Now put your hands together if you love Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, the four horns and the four carpenters. So I'm going to be, now that's a strange message, but it's in the Bible, you know, but I am going to be talking about some things here this morning that the Lord wants to do. And I'm going to start here by reading a book of Zechariah, chapter 1. And I am going to read from verses 18 to 21. And if they can help me in the back to put the scriptures up quickly, it'll help me so I don't have to flip. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18. I'm going to read through 21. Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these? And he answered and said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Let me put it to you this way. These are the horns that have battered God's people. Amen. That's right. But then the Lord showed me four carpenters. And I said, what have these come to do? And he spake. Now, that's the Lord. And he said, these horns that I showed you before, they were the ones that battered down my people. You know, but I've sent these carpenters to fray them, to cast out the horns. Hallelujah. Which have lifted up their horn over the people of God to batter them down. So I put it that way because that's exactly how the Lord spoke it to me. You know, I read the scripture and he spoke it to me that way. And I said, wow, you know, that's a good one. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to be talking about these four horns here this morning. And there are four anointings that the Lord sent here this morning to also break every one of those horns. Amen. Now, it's up to you. But I have prayed. You know, I couldn't sleep. I prayed. And for days I prayed. I saw the Lord and I said, Lord, you know, help your people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, you're going to have to go with me quickly and let them put up the scriptures quickly so I can move through this. Isaiah 58, verse 6. I am going to show you here what the Lord is trying to do here this morning. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? And I was seeking the Lord and so forth, praying and with fasting. And he showed me these four things here that he's going to ask me to do here by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, it's the Lord that's going to do this. He just sent me here this morning. Amen. Loose the bands of wickedness. Undo the heavy burdens. Let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. Amen. So there's four things in there. And these are the four horns that the Lord wants to fray and push back this morning. Amen. The bands of wickedness, the heavy burdens, oppression and oppressing spirits, and numerous kinds of yokes that the enemy has put upon God's people. Now, I'm going to bring some scriptures, but there's more than just scriptures that I'm going to be doing this morning, but I always like to put the scriptures out so that you can get a hold of the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And your faith must be based on the word of God. And there's something that God is going to do for you today, but it's got to be based on the word of God. So I'm going to attack each one of these four horns Now, her horn is a spiritual power. And there are these spiritual powers, wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places. The heavy burdens, oppressing spirits and so forth, and all kinds of yokes that the enemy puts on God's people. And let's see what the Lord's going to do for us here this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, listen to this. The bands of wickedness. How are we going to lose those bands? The heavy burdens, how are we going to loosen them? How are we going to undo them? Oppressive spirits, how are we going to get free of them? And how are we going to break every yoke? Well, I'm going to read something for you here this morning. Here it is. Isaiah 61 and verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings here this morning. And he has sent me here to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Hallelujah. And verse 3, it says, or the last part of verse 2 says, to comfort all those that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, that garment of praise and praising the Lord can lose those heavy burdens. That's right. All you have to do is get in the praise of the Lord here this morning, and you can begin to see those burdens fall off your shoulders. Amen. And the reason the Lord does it is so that you might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, ultimately that he might be glorified. That's the reason why he does it. It's not for any man. It's not for anything. Whatever God does is for his own glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's begin to expose some of the things and different ways that the Lord showed how the enemy is doing these things and putting people, the people of God, into these four, you know, oppressing them by these four spiritual powers. Now, these are negative powers. Well, how many of you know that there is a name that is given? The name of Jesus that is higher than every power. Now, I'm going to show something here in the book of Exodus, chapter 5. Let's read verses 5 to 9, and let's see one of the tricks that the devil is still using today. Now, this is the story of God sending Moses to go and deliver the people of Israel out of Egypt. And Pharaoh wouldn't let them go. So Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land are now many, and ye make them rest from their burdens. See, so the devil doesn't really like you to have rest. Now, and Pharaoh commanded the same day of the taskmasters of the people, and he said to them and to the officers, saying, ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick. They used to give them straw to make brick. But he said, look, before time you gave them straw to make brick, but now let them go and gather the bricks, a straw for themselves. But nevertheless, the measure of the bricks that they were supposed to bring before shall not diminish aught, whether they have straw or not, you know, and so forth. Now, but listen to this last verse. This is what the Lord revealed to me when I read this. You know, he asked me to read again. And I read it. I knew the story. I preached on it many times. And I read it again. Go back to that last verse. And let me read that last part. For their people be idle. See? Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and worship the Lord. You know, so verse 9 says, look, here's what you are going to do. Let there be more work laid upon the men that they may labor therein, and they will not have time for these vain words like worship the Lord and so forth. Now, so this is a tactic that the devil is still using today. Letting you with more work, so that you will not be able to worship the Lord. You won't have time to worship the Lord. You know, add upon you labor upon labor upon labor, so that you will not have time. You see, the devil said, look, they have time on their hands. That's why they're thinking of worshiping the Lord. Put upon them more labor. Put upon them more yoke. Then they won't have time to worship the Lord. Did you know that the enemy is still using those tactics today? So, I mean, there are people here, I've heard people here say, I want to go to church, but I got to work. Well, you know, did you also know that in the book of Psalm 127, let's read Psalm 127 real quick. Psalm 127, I believe it's in verse 2. It says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, only to eat the bread of sorrows. Well, that's not your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, if you have to kill yourself just to make ends meet, and you cannot even make ends meet, you work 3 jobs, you still can't make ends meet. You work on Sunday, you can't go to church, and you still can't make ends meet. You do all this, you got business and everything, and you still don't have any rest. Well, that's not your portion. For he giveth his beloved rest and sleep. But it is the devil's plan to laden you with work, laden you with all these things, so you won't have time to say, I'm going to worship the Lord. Well, that's one of his horns that he has sent to batter down the people of God. But we're going to push that back this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still with me here? Now, let me begin to come directly to some of these scriptures that are going to help you. Now, remember, it is the Spirit of the Lord. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. And I can say this by the grace of God, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He anointed me. See, the anointing from those 4 carpenters is here this morning to push back those 4 horns. Amen. Can somebody say amen? Breaking the bands of wickedness. That's the first one. You know, so we're going to do something to counteract each one of those 4 horns. Are you still with me? The first one is the bands of wickedness. You know, spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, I mean, people are going about their business, the next thing something tragic happens to them. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, you know, when the enemy, when he's got you, or he thinks he's got you, he thinks he's got everything going for him. Well, let's see how the Lord does it. Read with me in the book of Luke chapter 11. Let me read verses 21 and 22. Luke chapter 11 verses 21 and 22. When a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. At least so he thinks. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, then he taketh from him the armor in which he trusted and divided the spoils. Amen. So we are going to spoil the spoilers here this morning. Amen. Now, but the way to do it, you got to be stronger. So, you know, yeah, the horns are there, but the carpenters are stronger. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's see how the Lord, what he promised concerning the bands of wickedness. He has already broken those for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 49. Let's read quickly verse 25. I want to go through these verses quickly because there's something else I want to do here today. Isaiah 49 and verse 25. The Lord says, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. Can somebody say amen? It's too quiet in here this morning. You know, when I was reading these scriptures the last few days, I was jumping in my mind and jumping in my spirit. Let me read that to you again. The captives of the mighty shall be taken away. And the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with you. And I will save thy children. Amen. And also listen to Isaiah 52 and verse 2. Now, some part of it you can do yourself, but some part by the anointing of God will help you to do today. Amen. I love Isaiah 52. It says, shake thyself from the dust. Don't let the enemy pummel you down. Arise. Hallelujah. And sit down. O Jerusalem, or O people of God, loose thyself from the bands of wickedness that the enemy has put around your neck. Hallelujah. It is enough, saith the Lord. Amen. Loose yourself, O captive daughter. Don't be captive anymore. Hallelujah. The Lord is here to set you free. Amen. Now, I'm going to go through this very quickly. Some of these remedies that the Lord is using to push back these forces of the enemy, they can overlap. They can overlap. They surely do overlap, you know. And I'm just going to go through them very quickly, you know. So let's read. Let's talk about loosening the heavy burdens. You know, when you're heavily burdened, Jesus has this to say unto you. Matthew chapter 11. And I'm going to read from verses 28 through 30. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Now, that's an invitation that he put out there. But so why are you still burdened and heavy laden when Jesus said, come unto me and I will give you rest? Jesus put it out there. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke. Now, Jesus' yoke is different. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You know, and ye shall find rest to your souls. Hallelujah. For my yoke is easy. It's not like the enemy's yoke. And my burden is light. So Jesus is the power that can loosen those heavy burdens. Amen. You must bring your burdens upon the Lord. Bring your burdens. Cast your burdens unto the Lord. Bring them and lay them down at the cross. At the foot of the cross. But don't pick them up again. Leave them there. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen to Isaiah chapter 14 and verses 24 and 25. Isaiah 14, 24 and 25. Said, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. Verse 25. That I will break the Assyrian, that's like the devil, in my land. I will break the power of these four horns in the lives of my people. And upon my mountain, I will tread him underfoot. And then shall his yoke depart from off of them. Amen. And his burden shall depart from off their shoulders. Now, you know, I can say it this way. Thus saith the Lord to the devil. Hallelujah. I will break the powers of your four horns that you have used to batter down my people. Hallelujah. In the mountain of my holiness and the people of the glory of the Lord, they shall experience this deliverance even here today. I will tread him. The Lord said, I will tread the devil underfoot and his yoke shall depart from off your neck in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you say, well, I'm not yoked. Yeah, sure you are. You know, but the Lord has set you free. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at setting free the oppressed. Now, throughout the Bible, there's so many different places, you know, that the Lord would set his people free. We already read in Isaiah 49:25 how he said he's going to set free. He's going to set us free. But let's read a few more. Isaiah 54 and verse 14. Isaiah 54 and verse 14. Let's read this quickly. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. You're not going to have those oppressing spirits. Let me tell you some of those oppressing spirits. When things are not going your way, you are weighed down. You are depressed. You know, that's an oppressing spirit. You know. But the Lord says, thou shalt be far from oppression. And you'll be far from fear and from terror. because he shall not come near you. Amen. Well, can you say praise the Lord to that? Psalm 9 and verse 9. Psalm 9, verse 9. I want to read this scripture as quickly as a basis for the ministration that we're going to do here in a minute. The Lord also shall be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in the times of trouble. Amen. And Isaiah 51, verses 12 and 13. People are constantly fearing the oppressor, as if he has any real power, and they forget the Lord. So let's read this one here in Isaiah 51, verses 12 and 13. I, even I, that's the Lord, I am he that comforteth you. Now who art thou that you should be afraid of a man that shall die? And you should be afraid of the Son of Man which has been made as grass. Verse 13 says, and forgettest the Lord thy maker. See, when you're afraid of people, say, well, people, you know, some people, you know, they're pressing you on your job, they're pressing you in this and that, and so forth. Why are you afraid of them? And you are forgetting the Lord. The Lord said, look, why are you afraid of a man that shall be made as grass? You know, and you are forgetting the Lord thy maker that has stretched forth the heavens alone and laid the foundations of the earth, and you are feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to devour you. And where is the fury of the oppressor? Because the Lord has already broken his fury. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's break every yoke in here this morning. Wow. The book of Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13. Now I'm giving you the scriptures and this promises, just so you see what the Lord has already said that he has done. Amen. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that saved you from the power of darkness, translate you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. The same thing. That you should not be their bondman. Amen. Don't be bondman. I have broken the bands of your yoke. And I've made you to go upright. Amen. Do you know what yoke does? When I put the heavy burdens on you, and the heavy, you can't even go upright. You'll be going like this because there's heavy burdens in your back. The Lord said, I have broken the bands of your yoke so that you may go upright. Hallelujah. Don't be stooped down under that devil. Hallelujah. Stand upright. Loose the bands from off your neck and arise in the name of Jesus. And the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. Amen. Now listen to this. A few more scriptures real quickly here. Isaiah 10 and 27. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. It is the Lord. He said, in that day, as it is today, it shall come to pass, you know, in that day, that the devil's burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. Can somebody say amen? And his yoke shall be broken from off thy neck. And the yoke, kind of like those four horns, there's a power for each one of those horns. The Lord also sent a different anointing to break them. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. It is the anointing that will destroy the yoke. The enemy should not put that yoke upon you. Don't bend your neck down for that yoke. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 11. Now, we read this, but I want to read it again because it goes right in line with this. You know, we read something in Isaiah, but listen to this part here. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed with a tempest and not comforted. Are you afflicted here this morning? Are you tossed up and down and so forth? I mean, do you not have any rest because the devil has put a lot of burdens on you so that you will not be able to worship the Lord? You can't even come to church because you have so much burden. Well, I will lay thy stones with fair colors. And I will lay thy foundations with sapphires. Woo! Praise the Lord. Verse 12. These are some of the special promises. And I will make thy window, sir, of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles. and all thy borders shall be pleasant stones. I mean, you're going to have all this stuff around you that the Lord's going to lay upon you so that you will be free from the burdens of the devil. Amen. Now, Psalm 107, verses 15 to 16. And we sing this all the time. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Why? Because he has broken the gates of wrath. Not he will break. He has already broken the gates of brass. And he has already cut asunder the bars of iron. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And listen to Isaiah 9 and verse 4. Isaiah 9 verse 4. Now these things are supposed to lay a foundation for you in your heart here this morning. Now, this is the Lord. He said, the Lord has broken the yoke of the devil's burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of the oppressor, as it is today. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You know, that's my way of reading the scripture. When I read the scripture, I apply it to myself and I apply it to today. Amen. The Lord has broken. The word of God is eternal. It's good for every situation. Beautiful for every situation. You know, for the Lord has broken the yoke of the devil's burden, and he should take the staff off of your shoulder. Hallelujah. The rod of his oppression shall not be upon you. The rod of the wicked shall not rest on the lot of the righteous. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Sicknesses, diseases, pains, and all these other things that the devil laid in upon the people of God from time to time. Let's hear what the Lord has to say about it. Isaiah chapter 53. Let's see what the Lord has to say about it. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3, verses 4 and 5. Let me just read from 4 and 5, just to keep it brief. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Can somebody say amen? That's right. And God will back up his word every single time. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26. Exodus 15 and 26. Now, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and if you do that which is right in his sight, to give ear to his commandments, and to keep all his statutes, then I, the Lord, in return, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Isn't that a sweet sound? I am the Lord that healeth thee. None of these diseases shall be put upon you in Jesus' name. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15. The Lord will say the same thing, just to confirm it to you again. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 15. Can you put it up for me quickly, please? And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. Amen? All right. Well, the persons whose amen is loudest. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. And will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you've known about, like stroke, like high blood pressure, like all these things, you know. Name those diseases, whatever you have known. Diabetes, whatever. All these diseases that you have known about, say the Lord will take them away from you. I don't even want to say this last part, you know, because, you know, but the Lord said it. I will lay them upon them that hate you. That's our devils and all those demon powers and so forth. You know, let those diseases return upon their heads. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And you know, those devils, they're going to burn in hell. I love to say that. I love to remind the devil about that. Praise the name of the Lord. That's right. Now, the Lord is getting ready to do something special for you here this morning. I went through those scriptures real quickly, and I have a few minutes left. I'm going to ask the praise team to come back up here. And when we do this, the praise team should come back up here. Quickly, please. When we do this, I want you to remember what the Lord said. Now, I will be praying over the people and praying with anybody that wants prayer. But remember, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is here to bring, you know, it's a trade-off. And we sang that song this morning. He said, I'm trading my sorrows and I'm trading my sicknesses. Well, trade your heavy burdens as well for the garment of praise here this morning. Amen. Now, most people, they don't really know how to praise the Lord. They don't know how to walk that praise. They're always looking at the praise team, letting the praise team do their thing, and everybody else is just looking as if they're entertaining us. If you know how to walk that praise, you can shout your victory and receive your praises. I mean, receive your blessings. Amen.
Amen.
You can shout his praises and receive your victory. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. There's a reason why the Lord said that. Because most of the time, you know, the devil try to beat you down. But if you can shake yourself loose and shout unto God with a voice of triumph here this morning, then you can see, you know, there's a singer that says, he said, shout your way to your mega miracles. Amen. You can shout the glory and the praises of the Lord unto your victory here this morning. Now, I want everybody to stand to their feet. Stand to your feet. Amen. Stand to your feet. Now, if you need some yoke taken from your neck. You know, it's too tight around your neck. The devil laying you with so many things that even though the Lord is blessing you, you cannot enjoy the blessing. You don't have time to praise the Lord because there's so many burdens and there's so many, you know, sickness, infirmity, bands of wickedness, oppressing spirits and so on. Today is your day of liberty. Now, I am going to minister in prayer to you. And if the Lord says something to me, I'll say it too. But I want them to sing. You ready? And as they begin to sing, I want you to come forward. Now, let me say something. From the time that you step out of your aisle or step out of your seat into the aisle and walk down here, before you get down here, the miracle is already yours. Amen.
Amen.
All you have to do is just come out here while they're singing, shouting the victory, shouting the praises of the Lord, and let's see those heavy burdens fall. Let's see those sicknesses. Let's see those diseases fall. Praise him. Take it away here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And as they begin to sing, I want you to come. Hallelujah.
Place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
There is a special anointing for each service.
You are God.
Today's anointing is to remove those heavy burdens from your neck.
You are God all by yourself. You got time and seasons in your hand.
Sicknesses and diseases don't belong in your body.
You call for light out of darkness.
The bands of wickedness.
You got speed and man.
I lose here this morning.
God, you are. You have chosen to call me.
Lift up your hands and begin to worship the Lord.
You come for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be a God, you are. But you have chosen to go.
I want you to come a bit closer. I am going to believe God with every one of you. Whether it be sickness, whether it be disease, whether it be pains in your body, whether it be heavy burdens that you can't seem to break through from, today is that day. Amen. If you believe it, you can say amen. And behold, saith the Lord, ye shall take root downward, and ye shall bear fruit upward, that you may be the planting of the Lord, and the zeal of the Lord will perform it in his time. Even as it is this day, in Jesus' name. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, he tells us at the very end, he says, verses 21 and 22, and 22 especially, says, a little one, hallelujah. You know, that means a small thing, just like this, who has despised the day of small things. Never despise in your heart what the Lord is doing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here is what it says. Thy people also shall be all righteous, for they shall inherit the land forever. They shall be the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. And a little one shall become a thousand.
Yeah.
And a small one shall become a strong nation.
Yeah.
For I, the Lord, will hasten it. Even in his time. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hands. I'm just going to touch you. And I believe the Lord is going to, the substance is already in you here today from the word of God. And all you have to do is praise the Lord with all your heart and believe God. I want you to lift up your heads. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up. And let the King of glory come in. And as they begin to play softly, I am going to touch every one of you just briefly. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All you need is just a touch. One time Jesus said, I'm going to wash your feet. Peter said, oh, no, no, no. And when Jesus explained, he said, oh, wash my head and everything. He said, you don't need all that. If you are washed, you are clean already. If you are touched, hallelujah. My hands are blessed. Anyone I touch surely must be blessed. In the name of Jesus, brother. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Everyone I touch surely must be blessed in the name of Jesus.
in the name of Jesus. My hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. My hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. My hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, my hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. My hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My hands are blessed. Aroba shanderi malai. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. Hallelujah. My hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. My hands are blessed in the name of Jesus.